Lesson 13. The Character of a Christian Leader. The Challenge of Christian Leadership. The scripture we study in this lesson applies specifically to pastors and deacons, but also to other leaders in the church. Any person who teaches a class, leads a house church, or leads worship is also a leader. Those people are examples of the kind of person approved by the church. Therefore, it is important that they are good examples of Christian character. The personal character of a leader is more important than his natural abilities. God gives a Christian leader the abilities needed for his ministry. Before continuing the lesson, read 1 Timothy 3:1-7. It is not wrong for a person to desire the position of pastor if he has the right motive. If he wants honor and authority, or the opportunity to make financial profit, he does not have the heart of a pastor. He should desire the opportunity to serve. We have two passages of scripture about the qualifications of pastors and deacons. They were written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy and Titus. Timothy was over the churches of Ephesus. Titus was over the churches of Crete. They had the job of appointing pastors for each local congregation. Imagine what it was like for a man to become a pastor in the first generation of the church. He did not have academic training. There were no books about ministry for him to study. He did not have the opportunity to observe other pastors. He did not even have the opportunity to observe the life of the church for a long time because the church was new. Even most of the New Testament was not yet written. Paul told Timothy how to gain the respect of his people. He told him to be an example in speech, behavior, love, faith, and purity. 1 Timothy 4:12. A pastor does not gain respect by demanding respect. The apostle told Timothy and Titus the qualifications for pastors. Most of the qualifications refer to Christian character and maturity rather than special ability. Therefore, every Christian should be encouraged to develop these qualities. Qualifications of pastors. 1. Blameless. The pastor is not to be guilty of wrongdoing. The pastor cannot lead others to do what is right if he is not doing right. The pastor must be a person who has shown a consistent Christian life over a period of time. This is necessary so that the church can trust him and have a good testimony in the community. 2. Husband of one wife. In many parts of the world, polygamy has been a normal custom. God's design is for a man to have one wife. Pastors would set the example. 3. Serious. The pastor must be serious about his ministry. He should not be an impulsive person who makes decisions too quickly. He must be able to think calmly about important issues. He must not allow his mind to be distracted by personal concerns, entertainment, or temptations. 4. Well-behaved. The pastor should have orderly behavior. He should not behave in a way that is inappropriate. He should learn how to show respect and reverence with the customs of the place where he serves. 5. Hospitable. The pastor must be a person who responds to the needs of others. He should be willing to share. He should be friendly and helpful even to people he meets for the first time. 6. Able to teach. The pastor must be able to explain truth so that people can understand it. He must take responsibility to read and educate himself. 7. Not drunken. The pastor should not allow himself to be influenced by wine. He should never behave like a person affected by alcohol. This principle would apply to any other substance that has a similar effect. 8. Not violent. The pastor should not try to get his way by the threat of force. He should not be ready to hurt someone who offends him. See also 2 Timothy 2, 24-25. 9. Not greedy. People of the world change what they say for profit. People in certain occupations, such as lawyers, salesmen, or politicians, are tempted to change truth to please people. A pastor is also tempted because the truth of God's word does not please everyone. A pastor must be faithful to truth, whether it benefits him financially or not. A pastor must desire to see the ministry of the church supported financially. He must lead the church to function like a family, caring for its members, rather than always thinking of what they should give him. 10. Ruling his house well. The pastor's leadership ability should be demonstrated at home. He should have his children under control. If he cannot direct his own home, he will not be able to direct the church. This does not include children who are adults and away from his authority, because he is not still responsible for them. 11. Not a new convert. If a person is put in a position of authority too quickly, he will be tempted to pride. Pride is the sin that caused Satan to fall. Promotion should come gradually with experience. Having a good reputation. Before a man is appointed to be a pastor, he must have a good reputation among people outside the church. They must know that he is honest and faithful in all that he does. If he had a bad reputation before he was converted, he needs time to establish a better reputation before he becomes a pastor. Before continuing the lesson, read Titus 1:5-11. Most of the qualifications for a pastor listed in Titus are also listed in the passage from 1 Timothy. The passage emphasizes the ability of a pastor to respond to false doctrine. The pastor is the protector of his congregation. He should be on guard against false doctrines and wrong influences. He must teach his people so they are secure in their doctrines. He must be ready to warn individuals of spiritual danger. The pastor must be well trained in true doctrine and be able to explain persuasively. The purpose is to correct those who are in false doctrine, but even more importantly, to protect the congregation from being led into error. Qualifications of deacons. Before continuing the lesson, read Acts 6:1-6. What problem is described in this passage? The first deacons were appointed soon after Pentecost. The apostles needed to focus on prayer and preaching. 7 men were appointed to help with the details of managing the church. A deacon helps the pastor with the details of ministry. A deacon may be a preacher, but it is not necessary. The qualifications of the first deacons were that they have a reputation for honesty and be filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom. They would be managing money for the church, so a reputation for honesty was necessary. Their work would have spiritual effects in the church, so it was necessary that they be filled with the Holy Spirit to have His guidance, anointing, and purity. They would deal with many difficult situations, so wisdom was important. The Apostle Paul listed some qualifications for deacons. Before continuing the lesson, read 1 Timothy 3:8-13. 1. Respectable. The deacon must be a person who is respected in his relationships with family, friends, and community. 2. Sincere. The deacon must be a person who is reliable in all that he says. He will hear criticism about people in the church and will hear many opinions about problems in the church. He must be a person who is honest. 3. Not drunken. The deacon must not be a person who is affected by alcohol. His behavior must be respectable and consistent. 4. Not greedy. A deacon will be responsible to manage money for the church and to care for needs of people in the church. He must not be a person who tries to benefit himself from his ministry. 5. Holding good doctrine with a good conscience. When a person falls into sin, he often begins to believe wrong doctrine. If a person lives in spiritual victory, he will be more likely to hold true doctrine. 6. Experienced. Before a person is given the position of deacon, he should have the opportunity to show that he is wise and trustworthy in ministry. Wise leaders will give people opportunities to serve before giving them positions of authority. 7. With a faithful wife. The deacon's ministry is harmed if his wife gossips and is not a good example of a Christian. 8. Ruling his house well. Like the pastor, a deacon should be able to manage his home well. The priority of the committed group. The church is a group of believers who have made commitments to God and to one another, organizing for the purpose of fulfilling the mission of the local church. The work and the resources to make the ministry happen come from that group. Without that group, there is no church. A stranger who walks into a place of business is important because he is a potential customer. Likewise, a visitor to the church is important because he is a potential member of the committed group. The most important person to a business is the person who is a regular customer. The most important person in the church is the one who is committed to the church. Therefore, staff positions in the church should serve the committed group. Every pastor and teacher should have the purpose of serving the members of the group and attracting more people to join the group. The group grows in number when people get saved and commit to the church, or when people who are already saved realize that they need to commit to the group. The staff of the church should study the needs of the group and provide discipleship, spiritual direction, ministry training, and forms for fellowship. They should guide the group to work together to meet all needs of those in the group. As a family of faith, the church commits human resources and finds divine resources to meet needs of every kind for those in fellowship, demonstrating to the world God's wisdom in every aspect of life and inviting the unsaved to be converted and enter the family. The spiritual priority of the church. Though financial matters are necessary for the church, for pastoral support, congregational care, and other local ministries, the church should be focused primarily on the spiritual priorities of evangelism and discipleship. The pastor should be primarily a spiritual leader. That means that the pastor should not become excessively burdened with business management. The ideal is for members of the church to have employment or businesses from which they give tithe. For business conducted by the church, trusted deacons should carry much of the responsibility. The first deacons were appointed so that the apostles could be devoted to prayer and the ministry of the word. Acts 6:2-4. Traits of a pastor who leads well. 1. His loyalty is not divided among other organizations. 2. He is willing to build a ministry team and use the abilities of other people. 3. He leads his congregation to share life as a spiritual family, concerned about all needs. 4. He serves his church out of love for God and the people, rather than for personal profit. 5. Spiritual priorities like worship, evangelism, and spiritual growth are the focus of his ministry. 6. He has the trust and confidence of his people. 7. He is willing to build the church as a permanent institution that does not belong to him. 8. He leads the church to maturity, teaching tithing and fellowship that meets needs. 9. He is honest in all things, including the use of money. 10. He demonstrates an ability to manage money and staff well. Traits of a ministry project leader. A person selected to lead a church-operated enterprise should have these qualities. The leaders of the church should work to develop these qualities in members who can help with the responsibility of the church and be added to the leadership team. 1. He is faithful to a local church in attendance, tithe, and participation, and has a trusted Christian testimony. 2. He is already investing his effort and passion in the local church. 3. He has complete honesty and a high sense of ethics. 4. He already shows initiative and motivation to do his best. 5. He is personally disciplined, self-motivated, and constantly improving. 6. He demonstrates the ability to organize and lead others, not just the ability to work when directed by someone else. 7. He has the competence needed for his role in the project. 7 summary statements. 1. The personal character of a leader is more important than his natural abilities. 2. A person must show Christian qualities for a period of time before becoming a leader. 3. A person who has responsibility in the church is an example of the character of the church. 4. Financial management is necessary for the church for pastoral support, congregational care, and other local ministries. 5. The church should be focused primarily on the spiritual priorities of evangelism and discipleship. 6. Leaders in the church should focus on developing the group of people who are committed to the church. 7. The church must be established as a permanent institution that belongs to the congregation.